USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Madrid to attend a NATO summit that also includes leaders from the Asia Pacific for the first time. President Biden says they are working together to promote their shared values in many areas of the world.
In the Western Hemisphere, Spain and the United States are working together with other countries in Latin and the Caribbean areas to reinforce democratic institutions, strengthen the rule of law, spread economic prosperity, and advance transformative approaches to manage migration.
The president also announcing that the United States is planning to increase the amount of naval destroyers stationed in Spain. The death count in a smuggling tragedy in Texas is climbing to 50. Dozens of illegal immigrants were found packed into a tractor trailer in San Antonio Monday with no air conditioning, no water, and no air holes. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A Boy Scout jumps into action after a train derailment in Missouri. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday.
Russia must pay the economic and political price for its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, expressing the need to keep supporting Ukraine and putting pressure on Russia. Without an expected end to Russia's war, he said other nations need to hold their sanctions against the nation until it realizes it cannot control Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
Voters are heading to the polls in a number of states Tuesday. They'll be deciding races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. An automaker is recalling one of its electric vehicles.
Ford Motor Company will be recalling about 2,900 F-150 Lightning trucks because a software issue may result in a failure to provide adequate warning of low tire pressure. The recall is the first for the Ford electric pickup truck. There are no accidents or injuries connected to the recall. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
At the G7 meetings in Germany, world leaders announced they plan to tighten sanctions against Russia. On Fox and Friends First, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says the Russian economy is recovering.
As long as oil prices are through the roof, as long as Biden refuses to unleash American oil, then Putin's going to be able to fund his war machine indefinitely.
Analysts say besides China, India has become one of Russia's main oil purchasers. In June, the Russian ruble hit a 7-year high against the dollar. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.